You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, so 2 weeks ago, as I was saying, the Wild Worry Week theme was housing, and I got in touch with the Queenstown Lakes District Council to find out more about the housing problems that they've been facing down there. I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite noticeable the amount of cars that you see parked in the streets and the suburbs surrounding and the traffic and the likes, and you hear stories from the locals about how it's a real struggle to find a place to live down there. So I managed to chat to Jim Bolt, who's the QLDC mayor, and we got to discuss what was going on. I began by asking Mr. Bolt to explain the policy, the new policy on short-term visitor rentals.
In November last year, council introduced a draft new policy, which has gone out for consultation, to restrict the amount of short-term visitor rentals that could be done in certain parts of the district. There are parts of the district which are zoned for visitor accommodation. We have no problem with that there, but if you're living in, say, Lake Hayes Estate, and you are there with your family, you've got a family home, and the house next door has been effectively turned into a hotel room with people coming and going at all hours of the day and night, 365 days a year, we don't think that's appropriate. So the legislation is aimed at curbing that. It's also a reaction to the fact that Airbnb and other similar providers have taken over so many houses in the district that it's causing some problems for folk working in the town to find a house to rent if they're not in the position to buy one.
And that was another question I had for you. There's a new, on the 21st of May, a new housing complex was announced, and 230 apartments in total are planned to be built. And that's what I was going to ask. Is it hard to find tradesmen? Is it hard for them to find a place to live if they're going to be building these complexes?
Yes, and look, a lot of the major construction projects are going back to what used to be known as working men's camps, and I suppose they're working people's camps these days, where there's a specific accommodation facility temporarily set up for construction purposes. The retirement home at Ladies Mile near Queenstown is an absolute case in point where they've done that. But yeah, it's pretty hard for people to find permanent accommodation or rental accommodation at this point.
Right, and I guess there's no easy solution, obviously, but what is the plan going forward to create more places for people to live? Because it's obviously a very busy place, Queenstown, at the best of times.
Yeah, look, we have been past the thorny crown of having the most expensive houses in New Zealand from Auckland last year. And the average house price is now somewhere north of $1.1 million. And if you're a policeman or a truck driver or a council worker or a school teacher with a family, that's pretty hard to find your way into a house when those sort of prices exist. So council last year launched a mayoral task force into how we bring down the cost of housing. And a couple of initiatives have come out of that, which we're now pursuing. One of those is a shared equity program to assist people to find the necessary deposit to get into a house, and we're making some pretty good progress with that. The other one, though, which has probably got the most promise, is what we call secure home, which separates the land from the house, provides the land via the Affordable Housing Trust on a perpetual lease to the homeowner at a very low cost, so the homeowner is only actually charged with finding the cost of building the house, not buying the section.
With the amount of tourists or people on working visas who come to live in Queenstown, you hear rumours and things of people living in their cars or freedom camping around the place, and overpopulated homes with a lot of people living them, and also parking sounds like a real issue. Is there really anything that can be done about it, or is it just sort of something that's how it is down there?
Oh, look, it's always been hard for temporary workers to find accommodation in Queenstown, and I think sometimes the story gets a little bit ahead of reality. But yes, it's difficult for itinerant workers to find accommodation, and council is not happy with some of the overcrowding that's going on with, maybe a dozen people piling into a three-bedroom house. So council is encouraging developers to come up with ways of creating worker accommodation, temporary worker accommodation, itinerant worker accommodation, in the manner of student hall of residence types type development, and we're working with a couple of developers who have some plans along those lines at the present time.
I'd imagine that the traffic around town is something that's, with the amount of people in such a small place, is something that's been looked at for the future as well?
Oh, yeah, very much. In the last year, we've had two major advances in fixing that. One was the bypass around the airport, which took a lot of away of a lot of congestion at the infamous BP roundabout. For those who know the town, they'll know what I'm talking about. The other is the opening of the new Kawarra Bridge, which happened a couple of weeks ago, which has been a bottleneck for years and years. However, greater significance is Council's plan to turn the downtown area into mixed pedestrian and traffic use and take a bypass around the town, taking through traffic, making the town area far less congested. That'll go hand in hand with the construction of a couple of good-sized car parks. So, yep, we'll work our way through those over the next couple of years with assistance from central government via the transport agency and fix that problem as well.
So, car park buildings are something that is on the plans for town.
Yeah, they are. But also we are conscious of what's happening in the car space. You know, driverless cars, etc., coming in the future. And so we're looking to design car parks that may have a second use at some stage in the future. The other thing we're doing about congestion in the town is, of course, the new $2 bus service, which was launched in December last year. Doesn't matter where you're going in the district, it's $2. And numbers on our public transport have trebled since that time. So every time I look at one of those buses with lots of folk on it, that's a whole lot less cars on the road.
Awesome. And just finally, Jim, where do you see Queenstown, say, in the future, say 20 years' time? What's your vision of what Queenstown's going to be like compared to what it is now, I guess, and from an accommodation and just from an overall standpoint?
That's a hell of a good question, and it's one we've been asking ourselves lately. And in fact, we have just launched a visioning exercise to say, what do we want our district to look like in 2050? That's going to look at where people live, how people travel around the place. Are we going to have other economic generators come into the district aside from tourism? And importantly, it will look at, is there a finite number of visitors we can host in the district without spoiling the experience of coming there? You know, we don't want to turn into one of those highly publicised destinations elsewhere in the world that put people off because there's just too many people going there.
It is a fine line, and I guess, yeah, it's a tightrope you're walking, really, with the how popular it is, but you, like you said, you don't want to overstep that, so...
You know, we're kind of a smaller version of what Auckland's problem is. You know, it's a difficult problem to fix, but given our size, it's probably more of a manageable task for us to fix than it is for Auckland. But, hey, if we fix it, maybe there's some good lessons for Auckland there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.